When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Precipice, where we learn how to live life on the edge without falling off the cliff. This is episode 3, titled Your Attitude, Your Food, and Your Mental Health. It builds off of episode 2. Last time, we discussed how to maintain the health of our attitudes and considered one of the issues that affects our attitude, which is our diet. We were given an exercise which I hope we all actually carried out. We were told to record our meals and snacks we ate for about 5 days and record how we felt as a result of taking each meal. If you actually carried out the exercise, congratulations. If you did not, I will encourage you to do so starting from today. To make things easy, I designed a 5 days food chart available for download by members. You can design your own chart. If you carried out that exercise, again, I say congratulations because you have actually taken the first step on your road to success. Here's the next step. Take each day and look at the words you use to describe your emotions. Whether you are on your own or with strangers, colleagues, family, employees, bosses, and so on. That is either alone or when interacting with other people after a particular meal or snack and before putting the next thing in your mouth. If you use words like stronger, singing, happy, calmer, included, valued, focused, joyous, good, cool, and so on, your meal had a positive effect on your attitude. If, however, you used words like stressed, weak, overwhelmed, upset, angry, irritated, not valued, shunned, dumped, stupid, lost, and so on, there was a negative effect. Do this analysis for every meal. Next, determine what the composition of the food was. Was it mainly carbohydrates, or fats, or sweets, or sugar, or protein, and so on? Also determine if it was supposed to be 1, healthy or unhealthy, 2, conventional or organic, 3, contained additives or was wholly natural, 4, advertised as categorized as brain or mood food, 5, why did you eat it? Were you hungry or was it just out of habit? 6, any other kind of classification you can come up with. This may all seem too cumbersome, but on the long run, you will thank yourself for it. Why do we have to do this? Because everything is so commercialized today, and producers and manufacturers only care about how much money they can make. People are no longer seen as the most valuable asset on the earth. No one wants to take care of the earth or the people on it, even when they say that is their stated goal. Why is that so? Because the people we have entrusted with decision making, especially in a democratic system, have to worry about elections and how to raise money and how to get votes. So much so that everything else becomes relevant and the art of deception becomes the leading consideration. That is, how can I get people to vote for me so I can win? Many actually have noble intentions, but the reality is that people have different priorities when they support a candidate, and everyone will demand to be compensated by the candidate when he or she wins. Consequently, food, which is the only thing given to us by our Maker to preserve us healthy here on earth, has been turned into a weapon of mass destruction by the peoples on the earth. It has become very dangerous to trust any source of production or purchase, as things like shelf life and how long ago things were produced may not be truthfully stated. This is why we each are responsible for verifying each time we eat that we're actually eating real food. Even if we are eating real food, it has to be not just healthy, but healthy for the lifestyle we have chosen. Many people do not realize that the lifestyle we choose determines the kinds of food that keep us healthy while living that lifestyle. In fact, some foods may be healthy on their own, but not healthy enough for the lifestyle we have chosen or that is available to us. Sometimes our lifestyles are dictated by our jobs or by where we live, either by choice or by virtue of issues such as jobs, family, and so on. The way to look at things is to adopt an attitude of survival, that is, I will do what I need to do to get the best information that can help me take the right decisions for my health on a continuous basis. Once you get used to filling out your chart, it becomes easier, and making the right decisions also become easier. There are other steps on this journey, and many of them are available in the member document titled Steps for Making the Right Food Choice for Your Lifestyle. This document is available on the sidebar at precipicedecisiontraining.com. Scroll down to the members only section of the sidebar to access it. Membership of this podcast costs only $4 per month, which is a little over 10 cents a day. If you get quarterly membership at $10 per quarter, that is about 10 cents per day. It actually costs less than a cup of coffee in many places where we go to buy coffee today. It is so easy to be a member. It also helps us to keep this podcast on the air. You can also donate as little as $5 to help us. If you have found this podcast resourceful or useful, consider assisting us. Invite all you know to listen and encourage them to become members and or donate. To learn more about the best foods for your lifestyle, go to foodsthathealdaily.com or wiredlifesolutions.com. The link to these associated websites are on the sidebar. These are both membership websites and cost $10 per month to be a member in any of these two websites. And you only need to be a member of one. You get the other website complimentary. And you also get membership of this podcast complimentary. Consequently, there are many ways to get access to members-only content. You can just be a member of the podcast, which gives you access to podcast member content and allows you to post and view comments. Or you can be a member of any of the associated websites and get complimentary membership to this podcast, which we then give you access to member content and also enable you to post and view comments. Our next episode will look at your attitude, your food, and your productivity. We will stop at this point. Do come back as often as you need to and listen to this episode and the other episodes available. See you next time, and until then, here is to your success as you navigate your way through life at the precipice. Bye for now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.